O'Toole crossing into the Bohemians. Half Kieran Cole is busting along down this left hand side as a high crossfield ball plays, makes its way out to him. He brings it down and plays it straight in the box to Junior O'Giddy, who heads it over the crossbar. The first opportunity of the game with 13 minutes gone, still scoreless.
Keith Ward loses out then to Jack Malone despite the pleas. Malone puts his ball on the box. Harkin, oh, he just couldn't get on the end of it. Thought he was just going to get an outstretched leg there, Derry. That could have been 1-0, Derry.
Certainly was. Malone did really well, won the ball, and he's off Keith Ward on the right hand side of the pitch. Got his foot around it, curled it in just
part of the 18-yard box. Plays it under the box, well defended by Bowes in the shape of Kirk, only as far as Kieran Harkin. Harkin lifts it higher under the box. Junior O'Giddy hit the back post. Oh, it's taking a touch, and I think it's come off Fannerty there at last, and it's going to be a corner for Derry City.
It was a deep cross from Jackie Harkin, went beyond the back post.
Junior trying to get the ball back into the danger area. He's on the edge of the 18-yard box. He's been closed down by Kirk. He's done really well. He gets away from his man. He tries to find Parkhouse. Parkhouse is not as shot as blocked. And then it's up to Talbot, who just falls on top of the ball and it averts the danger. The Bowes fans were just holding their hands. And all there
plays it back here to Malone. Malone moving out the left hand side to Cole. Cole left of centre where there's acres of space, but crosses it back into the right. Headed down by Junior O'Giddy. That's a half volley is played there by Harkin towards the near post. It's touched past by Talbot. It's now a corner kick, and we've had a great bit of action here in the first minute. Just as I mentioned about the second or first.
Headed the ball down.
By Parkhouse. Only gets as far as Lyons. He's got Wade Slater in front of him. Wade Slater receives, turns away. Sorry, that's Allardyce. Back to Lyons again. Lyons steps over it as Malone comes in the challenge, and here comes Harkin. It's now 2-on-3 for Derry City. Three ball played to Parkhouse. Parkhouse burned down in the 18-yard box, shoots from outside, and that's gone wide of the far post. It still remains scoreless here at Branwell with almost with 63 minutes gone.
It was a difficult one. He was sort of almost going away from the nets. Hit it from the edge of the left.
Very much
edge
the respect of the Bulls fans tonight, say they've certainly kept the noise volume up. Oh, it's a mistake here from Jimmy McDonough. Has allowed on Andrew Grant. Then he's trying to find the number 27. Look, Wade Slater, he balloons it over the bar. That was a gilt-edged opportunity for Bowes to take a lead, Derry.
That's the best chance of the match for either side.
The ball forward to Parkhouse on the edge of the 18-yard box. He's managed to find it. He's left it for Barry McNamee. Barry McNamee with a shot. Oh, Talbot gets down well to his right-hand side and smothers the danger and brings it on. Great opportunity for Derry there, Derry.
It certainly was. Barry McNamee made that run.
The referee has just brought proceedings to a close. So it's funny. Scoreless at the Brandywell. Derry City 0, Bohemians 0.
Declan, disappointed to come away with just a point tonight?
Disappointed but extremely proud, Paggy. The players have emptied the tank again. I thought we were relentless in our desire to win the game. They came and set up well. We knew it was going to be a difficult game, but we've had so many half chances. Not a lot of clear-cut chances, but we've had so many half chances, and I think we were the dominant team. Especially in the second half, we made positive changes. We put attacking mind players on. We had four or five attacking players on the, and five with Jamie playing at fullback. So we had so many attackers on the pitch in the end up that, you know, we're disappointed. But listen, I can't ask for any more again.
Of course, there's two shots for penalties out tonight. What was your views on those?
Listen, I think Paul McLaughlin's a fantastic referee. I think he's a brilliant referee. I think he's one of the best referees in Ireland. So I'll trust him on it. You know, it's fine margins tonight. It might be a look back on it, but you know, the one thing that we can't question tonight is the attitude of our players, the application of our players, and their ability to drive this team forward. I thought Ali Gilchrist and Owen Toole tonight were, they were like men possessed at times. They were outstanding. But again, look, Kieran Coyle's been outstanding all year. Great to get Greg Slager, Barry McNamee's been brilliant. Jackie's been, they've all been great tonight. Look, they've all been great tonight, but wasn't to be. But let's look back in a few weeks' time and see if that's a big point, because it really could be.
Jack Malone made his full debut tonight. He didn't look out of place at all.
He's a brilliant player. He's a brilliant player. And he'll get better the longer he stays at this football club. You know, that he cramped up towards the end. We've seen he's tired. But, you know, he's some character. He's must have been in Saturday. He's went out there tonight and give an unbelievable performance. You know, so we trust our players here. We've got very good players here. We have a good club. We have a good squad. We have a good team. We have a good background team. We have great supporters. And if we can keep driving it on for the next 3 or 4 weeks, we'll be okay.
Did you think, Declan, at this stage of the season, though, bringing in so many players at the start of the year, that you'd be sitting fourth, maybe pushing for that third place in that European spot?
In January, probably not. Well, April, May, June, July, probably. And then over the last months, I absolutely demand it. Now we've got to push for it. We've got to push for it because we've worked too hard over the last 8 months to let somebody else take it away from us. So now's the time. It's business end of the season. We're playing really well. We're matched for all the big boys. We just got to now turn the screw and make sure that come the end of October that we've done something that they can all reflect on and make it a really special season.
How important is it to bring back European football to the round of world, Declan?
We will. At some stage, we will. I'll guarantee you that. Whether it's this year or next year, we will. I promise you that. But the one thing we say is, you know, we can't underestimate anyone. We can't underestimate the next game. We got to make sure we perform to our highest levels. And if we do that, look, well, let's see where it takes us.
Cork up next, Declan. Maybe gain some ground on Bowes and maybe get clear space between you.
You'll have to look at the results tonight, Paggy, to see that there's no easy games, right? There's no games where you actually can chalk off and say, oh, we won that one. There's none. I have said this for the last 10 weeks. The last phases of games are always going to throw up surprises. You've seen Waterford beating Bowes last week. There's a dogfight going on at the bottom. Everybody's fighting for points at the top. So, look, there's no easy games. We'll digest tonight. We'll reflect on it. We'll look forward to the weaknesses and strengths that we see in Cork City, but we know when Cork City come to Brandywell, certainly never an easy game.
Thank you, Darren.
Thanks.